as we know Jesus better, His divine power gives us everything we need for living a godly life. He has called us to receive His own glory and goodness. We're supposed to be just like Jesus. And by that same mighty power, His divine power, He has given us... how much? I just can't believe this, can you? He has given us all of His rich and wonderful promises. All of them. He has promised that you will escape the decadence all around you caused by evil desires, and you will share in His divine nature. Isn't it God's divine nature? You think He's weak and sickened and afflicted? What do you think His divine nature is like? Amen. Now then, He didn't sin either though, did He, Jack? He didn't lie and steal either, did He? No, we can't do that either, right? So if we do what He says, then we walk in by reading and hearing and seeing these wonderful promises that He made. We can, just like when I go back to Philip now, years ago, Philip's now, I guess, 24 years old or something like that. When Philip was 11, when I went to his house, and here I got this little 11-year-old boy that his body is covered with warts and scars, I knew these awesome promises. By these great and awesome precious promises, we can become partakers of the divine nature of God. And the divine nature of God, I didn't believe it had warts and scars on it.
Amen.
You see where I'm coming from? So if God said, because of these promises, which are always yes and amen, I could stand on them. So I said, Philip, I built their faith all afternoon. I mean, I stayed there for hours. You know how long it takes to build church people's faith? Hours. Hours. I just can't come in and say, hey, Philip, Jesus said if two of us agree on earth, anything will happen. I can believe that, but he can't believe that. Because he ain't heard enough of the word. He don't know that. And so 2 hours later, or whatever it was, 2.5 hours or whatever it was, I said, Philip, what do you think about these promises I made in God's word? What do you think about them? A little 11-year-old boy. He said, Mr. Scribner, after what I heard you read out of God's Word this afternoon, I believe Jesus can do anything. Now that's what I'm trying to get to.
Amen.
When you and me get to the point where we believe Jesus can do anything, then our confession is right. I believe He can because He said it in His Word. I said, okay, I'm going to take Matthew 18:19. We're going to kneel here on the floor before a righteous and holy God, and I'm going to pray a prayer of faith. I'm going to ask the Father in Jesus' name, take all your warts and scars off of your body in the name of Jesus. And I did that. And then we stood up, and his mother said, when are they going to come off? I said, that's the only thing God don't tell me. But I said, ma'am, I'm going to guarantee you on the Word of the living God that if you stay in faith with me with no doubt in your heart, that in a few days this boy will not have a wart or a scar on his body. People have a real problem believing you can guarantee God will do something. But if he says, I got to believe with no doubt in my heart, what am I going to say? Well, if it's his will, then it don't happen. There ain't no faith in that, is there? If you don't believe this God that put you in charge of this earth and gave you dominion over everything, and you can, in the New Testament, he makes some of these awesome promises. I mean, we can, because of these great and awesome promises, like that one, Matthew 18:19. Is that an awesome promise?
Amen.
If two of us on earth agree about anything, well, let's go to Mark 11:23, and let's see what Mark 11:23 and 24 says. Now, he says that because of these great and awesome, wonderful, rich and wonderful promises that we can escape this decadence and we will share in his divine nature, let's see what some of these great and awesome promises are. Mark 11:23 and 24. Let's see what Mark 11:23 and 24 says. Jesus says, I assure you, you can say to this mountain, may God lift you up and throw you into the sea, and your command will be obeyed. All that's required is that you really believe and do not doubt in your heart. Well, obviously there ain't hardly nobody in the church that believes that today. You know, we're like the lady I heard the story about. She went to a church somewhere where they preached on something like this. And she said, okay, I'm going home. She said, there's a mountain out my kitchen window I don't like. I want it moved. So she prays, and she asks the Lord to remove that mountain. According to Mark 11:23, She goes to bed that night, wakes up the next morning, goes out and looks out the window. She said, just exactly what I thought. The beast is still there. See, it's going to be there for a long time with that kind of faith, isn't it? See, now she'd have woke up the next morning, went out there and looked at it. She said, oh, the mountain's still there, but you're gone. I said, in the name of Jesus, it's written in the book, that mountain's going to disappear. I don't know when you're leaving, but you're leaving in Jesus' name. You speak that in faith, it'll happen. When you speak things in faith, it'll be just like when I spoke to Charlie's blood pressure that day when it was off the chart. I spoke to his heart and his arteries, and I saw his blood pressure come down to about 120 over 72, and that woman, tears immediately fell out of her eyes. She could not believe what she saw. But when I said what I did over Caitlin, when I walked in and took this mighty promise, just look at this. Listen to me, what he says in verse 20. Listen to me. So we need to listen, don't we? Listen to me. You can pray for anything, and if you believe, you'll have it. This is written in God's Word. Now, under the Old Covenant, He gave us dominion and power over everything and put us in charge of everything. And then He come to the earth as a human being, a man, as God, to reiterate all these promises are yours and mine. And what do? Oh, sounds nice, doesn't it? Oh, if I could just get healed. No. No. All you got to do is believe this book. And some people never get there. They can't get there. They just won't spend enough time with God to get there. But let's go to that John 15:7. John 15:7, and I want you to see the promise that I used, and I know there's a lot of people who tell you today, well, yeah, Caitlin had 1,000 people praying for her. Maybe she did. But I know she had one man of faith praying for her, and I don't care what anybody says. I'm going to tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt, I don't care what anybody tells you, if I had not been in that hospital that day, I'm going to tell you that Kelly and Caitlin probably wouldn't be here today. I know Caitlin wouldn't be here today. But Kelly probably would have died, or she would have been an invalid or something. But I'm going to tell you, because of these great and awesome promises, them little two girls are running and playing today. And it's by belief in this Word. Look at this, what it said. But if you say join to me, oh, that's the problem. If you got to say join to the King. Now, if you're not joined to Him, if you ain't been to talk to Him in a week, you ain't joined to Him. If you went to church every Sunday and you didn't read the Bible every day and you didn't pray and talk to Him every day, you ain't joined to Him. You got severed. Your link is disconnected. You got to wake up praising Him. You got to read His Word. But if you say join to me and my words remain in you. I can remember when I was a Southern Baptist Sunday school teacher and a deacon, and I'd been a Sunday school teacher for 10 years. If you'd asked me to tell me what my quote, my five favorite verses to you, I couldn't have done it. I didn't have five verses stored in my heart. Didn't have five. Was His Word in me? No. Was I in Him? No. Why did I never see Him do anything? I didn't meet your criteria. But today it's a different story. But if you say, join to me, and my words remain in you, you may ask any request you like, and it will be granted. If you've got a little girl laying there with her face tore all to pieces, her brain stem is severed, her eyes are jerked out of her brain, all the bones around her eyes are crushed, her little face tore all to pieces and twice its size, and the lungs crushed, and the right knee's crushed, and the left leg broken in two places, and the doctor said, I'm sorry, it's over. What did He say He'd give you dominion over? Everything. What did He put you in charge of? Everything. And then He makes these kind of promises in the new covenant. You can come and ask Him. Now, if He'd have said there, if you ask one of the Dallas Cowboys for something, or maybe the head coach down there, he might be able to do something for you. I ain't even going to go down there and waste my time. I know what them guys can do. Nothing but play football. You know, that's all they know how to do. Some of them may know Jesus, but I bet they ain't none of them know how to walk in faith. None of them. You don't find many men that put their whole life into doing one thing that's not God and never learn how to walk here. But what did the King say you could ask for? If you stay joined to me and my words remain in you, you may ask any request you like, and it will be granted. So I ask Him to put her back together. Now, my faith is pretty big, because when they tell me she's going to die tonight, You know, she's technically already dead. I mean, her brain stem severed. Her eyes are jerked out of her brain. She can't live. Brain pressure is over 20. Not critical. Critical. That don't mean nothing to me. I mean, I know the King. It don't make any difference what it is. I know that if I can ask by faith, I can have it. And so I asked by faith. I said, Lord, I want you to put her back together. I want the eyes all fixed, perfect. I don't want any knots. No, I don't want any bones that not put back in a perfect place where the little face is tore all to pieces and blood's running out all over. I do not want a single scab to form on the face. I want skin to grow back to skin. I don't want a scar on that little face when she gets healed. Honey, you're a sweet little girl. You wouldn't want your face all scarred up, would you? No. See, she's a normal girl. See, she don't want her face all scarred up. Well, I knew when Caitlin got upgrown, she wouldn't want her face scarred up either. I knew she'd want to be a beautiful little girl like everybody else. So I asked God to do that for me. What did he say I could ask for? Did he give me any limitations? Hey, don't y'all think it's time the church starts believing these promises by faith? Well, yeah, somebody said, how long did it take? Oh, it took months. I mean, it took 2 weeks for the face to get healed. In 2 weeks, the little face was healed without a scar. 2 weeks. But now let's go across to Kelly. Let's go across and let's see some more of these promises where we can become partakers of the divine nature of God. I walked into Kelly's little room, and there's little Kelly. She's 6 years old. Her mom and dad's in there. They're normal Christians, you know, like all the rest of us. They go to church. But here's this little girl laying her with her head tore all to pieces. I mean, ripped open, laid back to there. Little pelvics are crushed. Her seatbelt held. I asked the doctor, I said, what's the diagnosis on her? He said, she might live. But if she does, she'll have brain damage. And then it'll be 2.5 to 3 months before she can even start standing with a walker, and then we'll have to teach her how to walk all over again. You know what people say in church? Oh, God, please, Lord, just let her live. No, forget that nonsense. I don't want her just to live. I don't want her to be a vegetable. I don't want none of that junk. So I'm going to go to John 16, 23 and 24. And I'm going to show you what Jesus said I could do in John 16, 23 and 24. If I'm walking in obedience to His Word, if I'm a son of God, if I'm a joint heir with Christ, if I'm a believer in the Word of God, at that time you won't need to ask me for anything. The truth is, you can go directly to the Father and ask Him, and He will grant your request because you use my name.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.